So I see here that you're doing technological determinism and completely countering her argument about that. So what kind of points are you going to go ahead and make?
So in her article, she argues that that technology is not always the best way to solve grand challenges. And some of them might have alternative solutions, but I believe that technology itself is probably the most beneficial way to solve these problems. So I went and I picked some of the grand challenges, and I provided specific examples of how exactly technology helps, and that technology is probably the better solution than other ones, just because it'll provide more answers and solutions to these challenges.
Do you know what you're going to use as your counter argument? Are you going to go ahead and maybe pick a grand challenge where it could be argued that maybe there was a better solution than technology?
She mentioned that with the improving urban infrastructure, she said that the technology actually destroyed urban infrastructure, and I countered that argument because of an economical term called creative destruction, where you have to destroy a bad economic situation to then create a better one. So looking at it long term, it actually created a much better infrastructure. So technology did actually benefit that.
Do you think, so your entire paper is countering her argument? So
yes.
In your counter argument, wouldn't you want to, so are you going to basically say that she has a point here, but I feel that engineering actually might be a more beneficial one?
Yes, she does make a point, but I think she's looking very short-term with it all. But as our society is growing and over the years, technology is going to play a major role in society. So
I think you should definitely bring in the time aspect there.
Yeah.
Like, focus a lot on the fact that, yes, it's a valid argument, but it's too short-term.
Right.
I think that'll be why you counter it, and that'll be
right.
People will be like, oh, okay, so it's not an okay argument because of this. And then I'm seeing that... Yeah, you have a lot of different examples here. Like, I don't know if you need, I don't know if you're going to necessarily go in depth with all of these,
right.
But you have at least 10 listed here.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably pick, like, your top maybe 3 or even 2 and
mm-hmm.
just focus in, like, 2 paragraphs. Say, like, this one, I definitely feel like this technology has helped because of blah, blah, and this technology has also helped because of so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe give your counter argument and then, like, include it. I think that would be a lot, because if you do all of these, it would probably just feel like a list of, like, after the second or third one, we're like, okay, we get it.
Okay.
That would be my only suggestion, but I think it's a pretty solid essay, so
thank you.
I'm excited to read it.
So you are using her first critique, which talks about...
It's authoritative particularism.
Okay, so that is your first... That is what your essay is about. And you are using the example of the grand challenge of advancing personalized learning.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am indeed.
So how do you think that that specific challenge relates to the critique?
So the critique has to do with the fact that certain people come up with the grand challenges, and usually when they do that, they have a predisposition to the challenge. Either they've been working on it in the past,
right.
Or they have a business involved with it. So a lot of times they'll come up with a challenge and they already have paved a way to how to solve it. So then because they're a little bit ahead of the game, people usually just hop on the bandwagon and start to solve it or try to beat them to the punch, but they don't necessarily go off and just create a new way to solve it. So with that particular grand challenge, I believe people have looked to technology because the first people that tried to assist with advanced individualized learning went to technology, and so now everybody feels that technology is the only possible solution for that. But if you look at the like entire scheme of the world, not everybody has access to computers and technology that could be used for it. So they're really narrow-minded in their solution, and I feel that it has been limited, or the reason for that is because of the people that have come up with it and have paved that way for the solution.
So you think that this predisposition to just use technology to solve everything, that it's discouraging other methods?
Absolutely. I think that in order for that not to be the case, it would have had to not have any prior involvement with any companies, and I just feel like that's not the case. It is a money marketing. In a way, I feel like people could monopolize on the industry, and because of the people that are trying to solve for it, I do believe it's in the countries that are in the top tier of the world, such as the U.S. And so the U.S. kind of, you know, looks for its own. And yes, we like to advertise that we help third world countries, but in reality, we don't want to do something that's going to put other people too far ahead. So I do believe that's kind of off topic, but a little bit of a thing. But yeah, I do think that because of that, it's possible that maybe that isn't a grand challenge in the end, because as he argues in his article, the grand challenges have been pegged as being engineering based, and whether or not that's a thing, as he argues, it might not be. I personally believe that it is how they were supposed to be used or solved. In which case, because I don't believe this one maybe should be solved with completely through engineering and technology, it might not be considered a grand challenge, and I will be writing about that in my essay.
Very interesting. Do you think that there are any other grand challenges that tie in to this critique?
I think there might be. I don't necessarily know that I want to go into them in my essay, because I'm trying to make sure I focus on the one. I might bring in another one. I was thinking about that. I'm sure it could be argued for most grand challenges that there are other possible solutions. I'm not sure, again, if I want to argue that, because I do think that it might not be one that I fully believe. I'll look into that. I might look into whether or not there's another one that I can throw in there, but I don't want to talk for too long about this one specific grand challenge and then just kind of throw in the fact of another one. I might just want to focus on this one.
I think you have some really good points on the advanced personalized learning. I do.
Thank you.